Rochelle Breitenbach and Mary Badges are trudging through the snow, winding their way through a thicket to find a small creek. It's 14 degrees above zero, and they plan to go wading. They're lugging in a fine mesh net, some hip boots, and an orange 5-gallon bucket of trays and specimen jars. Breitenbach says they're headed for a pristine creek that eventually becomes a river, the Huron River in southeast Michigan.
One thing about this spot is it's at that really close to the headwaters of the Huron River, so it's a really good indicator of what they're going to find downstream, too.
They're just one team of many that take samples up and down the river. They're looking for a certain kind of bug, stonefly larvae. Stoneflies are good fish food, and they are very susceptible to pollution. They're considered an indicator species. If stoneflies are there and healthy, it's a good indication the stream is healthy.
Their food source is on the decomposing leaves, so that's where you find them. And then we'll kind of sort through the leaf packs and then look for stoneflies.
Breitenbach cautiously makes her way down the bank, across the ice, and into the water. She's taking her first sample in this open water. Badges steps out onto the ice, holding a plastic tray so Breitenbach can empty the net's contents into the tray. But the ice can't take the weight.
You okay?
Luckily, Badges didn't fall into the water. In these temperatures, that would have been bad. They scramble on up the snowy bank and start sorting through the debris in the trays to find stonefly larvae. Stoneflies have two tails. Mayflies have three tails, so they're squinting to see what they've got.
Oh, look, that's a mayfly.
Three. Yeah, see all the tails?
Yeah.
Now, look at the size of that one.
Look at that. That's two. That's got two. See?
Yep.
That's gigantic.
That's why we love this site.
Once they find one, they drop the bug into a jar of alcohol. After the thrill of finding the stoneflies, they hate to kill them, but they have to preserve the samples for biologists.
The whole jar goes back, and then Joe goes through and identifies everything.
Joe is Joe Lattimore. She's the Huron River Watershed Council's ecologist. She says without the volunteers' efforts all along the river, they'd never be able to monitor this river system as well. Lattimore says the end result of volunteer surveys like this one is a steady monitoring program that fills in the blanks left by government agencies that can't do the work.
The agencies that do have the responsibility for checking the quality of our water bodies really have very limited budgets, very limited staff. For example, in Michigan, the professional biologist from the DEQ can only get to a particular watershed every 5 years. And to really be able to stay on top of the conditions in a stream, you need to monitor more often than that.
Volunteer watershed organizations all across the nation assist government agencies in monitoring streams and lakes. But in many parts of the nation, there are no volunteer agencies. The water quality is rarely checked. And the only time anyone realizes there's a problem is when there's a huge fish kill or another pollution problem that gets the attention of people who live nearby or people who fish the streams. And nearly everyone agrees that's not a very good way to keep water clean. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.